Let's look to our God in prayer. Our Father, we thank you for the great privilege of coming before you this day. As the hymn writer has said, how great thou art. We have no clue. We will know the reality of it all when we get to glory. And we plead, Lord, that everyone here worshiping, everyone here present, will reach that glory. We pray that you would be with us as we study your word. Pray, Lord, that you would open it up to us. It's not the preacher, it is you, O blessed Spirit, that gives understanding. May it be so even this day. In your name, amen. For our scripture reading this morning, we'll read in Luke chapter 8, in Luke the 8th chapter, we'll start with verse 5 of Luke chapter 8. Our Lord Jesus Christ speaking says, a sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. Some fell on rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. But others fell on good ground, sprang up and yielded a crop 100-fold. When he had said these things, he cried, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Then his disciples asked him, saying, what does this parable mean? And he said, to you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it is given in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. Now the ones that fell among the thorns are those who, when they have heard it, go out and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of life, bringing no fruit to maturity. But the one that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word, with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. No one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a lampstand, that those who enter may see the light. For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. Therefore, take heed how you hear, for whoever has, to him more will be given, and whoever does not have, even what he seems to have will be taken from him. May the Lord bless the reading of the Word of God. Our study this morning, as we look at the Word of God, will be to focus upon verse 18 of Luke 8 and simply the first phrase. Our Lord says, therefore, take heed how you hear. We want to study this morning the necessity of hearing God aright in the light of eternity. Here in the text, as we have read, the Lord is applying the parable of the sower. And the necessity to hear assumes several things when he calls those to hear the word. First of all, it is a hearing of the word of God. Verse 11. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. It is that to which we are to hear. It is not the preacher, but it is, yea, the seed, that is the word of God. And that word is put forth by way primarily of the method in which all the way through the New Testament we find, and that is the preaching of the word of God. So when Paul sums things up in Romans chapter 16 and verse 25, this is what he says. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began. According to the gospel, and what is the method in the preaching of Jesus Christ? The hearing of the truth. The hearing of the gospel. Not man's wisdom, not entertainment, not a gospel that does not adhere to Holy Scripture. And when we talk about the gospel, then we must talk about what does the Word of God say. So when somebody comes to you and says, well, this is the gospel of Christ, then they must explain from Holy Scripture, and you must hold whatever they say according unto the Word of God. And it is to this gospel, it is to this Word, that the Lord Jesus Christ comes with great urgency, having given this parable of hearing the Word of God aright. He says, therefore, and take heed how you hear. The responsibility to hear means that you will be attentive to the Word of God. Coming to the Word of God is a serious matter to you. And the first thing to emphasize upon hearing is that many hear the Word of God, but they refuse to hear in the way that the Lord sets down here. When the Lord says, therefore take heed how you hear, what does that mean? How is it that we are to hear? How does hearing work itself out? How does it manifest itself? He gives us the answer in verse 15, that the word of God fell on good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. They do not refuse the word of God. Wrong listening and hearing is that which hardly grasps anything as the Word of God comes forth. They don't hear anything, as we considered in Sunday school class. There is a spirit of laziness. There's a spirit of not being interested. There's a heart that will not hear. The Lord has laid out His glory, manifested in the Word of God. He's laid out in the Word of God His redemptive love. He's laid out of the fact that He is the God of creation. But all is lost if those who hear refuse to hear. There's a right way of hearing, and there is a wrong way of hearing. That was something that the prophets of old constantly were bringing before the nation of Israel. They were not hearing, and they were not receiving the word of God. And time and again the prophets cried, such as in Isaiah 40 verse 21, have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? You see, Isaiah, he's getting a little bit of excited here. He's not just saying, well, you're not hearing. But he says, have you not known? Yeah, you have known. You have seen God working. Have you not heard? Yes, you have heard. Has it not been told you from the beginning? Yes, it has been told you from the beginning. Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? And yet they did not hear. They would not listen unto God. What's interesting about this parable is that the parable in Luke's gospel of the sower, there are three types of people who are hearing. Three. And they're all hearing in vain. And there is only one ears that hear, that hearing aright. The odds aren't too great for men in our day. The seed is lost. Because the scripture teaches in Matthew 7 and verse 14 that narrow is the gate that leads unto life. And few there be that find it. Few there be that really hear as you ought to hear. Many religious people hear, but three ways of hearing, and they did hear the gospel, they did hear the word. The word was definitely sown in their hearing, and yet to each one it turned out to be vain. It did not profit them at all. The Israelites were delivered from Egypt, as we read in Holy Scripture. And they were delivered from Egypt by a very glorious miracle, the Red Sea, which was recounted over and over in their history as a mighty act of God. Now, having seen that, and if you and I were there, if we saw that, surely we would listen to every single word that Moses said. We would listen. And yet they refused to hear. In the light of all that God had done, they refused to hear. And they perished in their sins. Listen to the Hebrew writer. He comes and to speak of this as he tries to encourage the people of God in the way of holiness. And he says in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 15, while it is said today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. For who having heard rebelled? Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt led by Moses? Now with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest? But listen, it is to those who did not believe. They could not enter because of unbelief, and unbelief is they would not obey. Their hearing, they heard Moses. Moses stood. Their ears, they heard. But the hearing that Jesus is talking about is a hearing that manifests itself in actually doing what they hear and in turn manifesting the fruits of what they hear. So when you hear the Word of God, and then you see in your own life, the next week and the next week, nothing happened. You're just the same as when you heard it. Then would you not be in one part or the other in the three examples given in the parable of the sower that all is in vain? Because when proper hearing is done, it will be that which causes a person by the Spirit of God to actually obey and do. That is the hearing that he is speaking. Now some, they simply hear to be entertained. And we've read this and we've studied this text before, so I'll simply remind you of it. In Ezekiel 33, where this is the way that the prophet speaks, verse 31, Ezekiel 33. So they come to you as people do. They sit before you as my people. So you come to church and you come here and you sit as though you're the people of God. I mean, you are on God's side. You're His people. And then He says that they hear your words, but what's the problem? They do not do them. So you hear. Everyone can hear me. If you can't hear me, then you're really out of it. Or if you're sleeping, you can't hear. But if you're awake and you're here, you can hear what I'm saying. And they heard the words, says Isaiah. You hear what I am saying to you, but you do not do them. For with your mouth they show much love. I go around talking to you, you show much love, don't you? Oh, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Oh. Preacher, this you know. I love the Lord. I love Him. They talk with their mouth. They show their love, but their hearts pursue after their own gain. Their hearts isn't in it. Words are cheap. We can always fool people. Isn't that hard in raising children sometimes? That when the child is being raised, sometimes they can lie in such a way that you believe them. I mean, it's like, and then you find out it's a lie. You find out it's not even true. I mean, things can be said and conduct and who, me? I didn't do that. Me? Maybe my sister, maybe my brother. I don't think I did that. And just so innocent. But the heart is not there. Indeed, you are to them as a very lovely song. Well, that may not apply because I may not be a lovely song to you. But in Isaiah, he was a lovely song because they were religious. Religious. They were a lovely song of one who has a pleasant voice, can play well on an instrument. For they hear your words, but they do not do them. And that is the basis. That is the essence of what the Lord is saying here when He says, take heed how you hear. This is what He's saying. He's saying, what you hear is that you do it. You do it. Others, however, they come and hear, but their hearing is simply to find fault. Let's see what he does wrong. Let's see what he says. Okay, I see. He used that. He didn't use that word right. I didn't do that right. So they're just kind of looking as they can, just some fault that they can have. And so they don't get anything out of the word. It doesn't melt their hearts. It doesn't stir them because they're too busy saying, okay, where is he going wrong here? What is he doing? That is the way they are. Mark chapter 12, listen to verse 13. And they sent to him some of the Pharisees, Herodians, to catch him in his words. Catch him. See if they could trip him up just a little bit. Catch him. And if they caught him in words, well, then they could, you see, well, he's not, there's really a problem here. Instead of hearing the word of God, such as in Luke 11 and verse 54, laying in wait for him, seeking to catch him in something he might say that they might accuse him. Many preachers who preach the gospel, that's what they have to contend with. There are those who hear simply to find fault instead of listening to the word of God. Well, secondly, proper listening will always result in spiritual action, and that is the very essence of it. The very essence. There will always be fruit. If you are in Christ, there will always be fruit if you are in Him. Because the Spirit of God lives within a believer. And the Spirit of God, His ministry is to apply the atonement of Christ. And the atonement of Christ in Ephesians 2:10 is that His people might be godly and holy. And therefore, He will teach. Therefore, He will show. When the people of God hear the Word of God, what is their reaction? They keep it. And in keeping it, they bear fruit that characterizes, says Paul in Romans 6, verse 22, that those who believe are those who are pursuing after holiness, and the end of it all is eternal life. Now, hearing the Word of God is something that if truly you are not hearing a man, but you are truly hearing the Word of God, this is what brings gladness to the heart of a preacher in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. For this reason, says Paul, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the Word of God which you heard from us, hearing of the Word of God, you welcomed it, not as the Word of men, but as in truth the Word of God, which also effectually works in you who believe. It actually works in you. It actually produces fruit. And you look at it, and it's the Word of God. How many look at the preaching and say, who cares who's preaching? Could be anybody up there preaching. It's the Word. How many look beyond the preacher and look to the Word of God? When the Word of God falls upon the soil and the heart of a true child of God, what will transpire is that he will look at it, he will consider it, he will quickly grasp at it, because his heart is, I want to buy truth and I will not sell it. And when I see, as it were, something that I want, and I walk into the store, and there it is, and there's a whole bunch of shoppers, and they're all going towards that shelf, I'm going to run in front of them all and grab it so I can have it. And I'm not going to sell it. They say, well, sell it. I'll give you this. No, I will not. Some of us do that in reference to books. There is this desire to hear and diligence to lay hold of, and it's the Word of God that makes the difference. Lastly, the urgency of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, therefore, take heed! Our Lord is urgent! He didn't just say, well, it's nice. You're a preacher. Just be nice. Be respectful. Don't fall asleep or anything. Just listen to him. Go on out. He is urgent. He says, take heed. Why? It's a matter of life and death. Three different groups of people had the Word come and they heard the Word, but they didn't do it. They didn't do it. Listen to the man who is in hell. The man who is in hell, he is in great, great torment. And he lifts his eyes just to have some relief as he there is in hell. And he argues with God this way. He says, in verse 27, as he addresses Abraham, he says in Luke 16, in verse 27, he says, I beg you, therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house. For I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. And what does Abraham say to him? They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And with us, we have Moses and the prophets. We have the apostles and Holy Scripture. Hear them. If a man comes from hell smoking from the fires before you, you will not turn. No, you have the Scriptures, and you hear the Scriptures. Do you hear, and are you hearing the Scriptures this morning? You say you hear the voice of God. Some people say, oh, the Lord talks to me. I hear Him. This is what He says. And so you hear. But it doesn't make any difference in the way you act. It doesn't make any difference in what you do. No difference at all. It's just always the same. The Word of God comes and says to you, look, here is what I want you to do, God says. This is the action that you need to take. This is what you should be doing. And you say, okay, I hear it. I hear it, Lord. I hear it. And sometimes we get impatient with God. And sometimes we say, Lord, don't keep telling me this. Don't keep saying these things. I've heard it. The Lord comes back and we'll say, well, why aren't you doing it? Why aren't you doing it? Why aren't you doing it? There's the test. You want to know? You want to have assurance that you are in Christ? That's the test. That's the test. You hear the Word of God, do you do it? You hear the Word of God, do you obey? Do you hear the Word of God? And is it something that burns within your heart? And those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, they hear with their outward ears, but that's it. That's it. A message like this morning has no effect upon your heart. A message like this does not move you to do anything. A message like this, you just simply said, I've heard hundreds of them. This is just another message. It doesn't move you. And the point of the matter is that even in the context of one who does know the Lord Jesus Christ, when the Word of God is preached, they're moved. You say, well, you're a Christian. Have you ever been moved by the Word of God? Have you ever gone out as a believer and you are stirred, you are convicted, it drives you? Area of obedience, do you? Or do you go in and out, in and out? Now the preacher might be a simpleton. You don't have too much regard for his academic and his scholarship. Maybe the preacher can't speak very well. You can make all types of excuses, but when the Word comes, what do you do with the Word? And do you turn? And do you believe? And is it, as it were, on that which stirs your heart to obedience, stirs your heart, and that you would indeed come and run to the Lord Jesus Christ? One of the soils is that the devil is described here in Luke chapter 8 as being very active. We've considered this parable before. And as we considered this parable, we noted that the wayside, the devil comes and takes away the word of the heart, lest you believe. So the devil is active today. The devil has taken it away. And the best way that the devil takes it away is that you really, really don't hear. You don't hear. I'm going to have everyone after the service, we're going to line up against the wall here, and you're going to give me an outline of what I preached on. I don't see anybody shaking their head saying, "Yes, yes, Pastor, I can hardly wait." Don't run to the door all at once to get out of here. But it is true. The devil seems to pluck. He seems to come. Have you ever asked yourself the question, why sometimes when I sit in church, I get so distracted? Have you ever asked that? Have you ever been on your knees and just really pleading, "Lord, why is it? Why is it?" Devil's active. And now he's even more active. We've opened the windows and there he comes. Comes in. He takes away so that you don't get anything. May God grant to us hearing ears. And may we take seriously what he says. For the end of it all is this, is those that believe in him shall have everlasting life. And those who refuse to believe and hear will have everlasting damnation. May God save all of our souls. Shall we pray? Our Father, we thank you, and that indeed you are a merciful God. May we hear aright. May we hear eagerly. And may we hear where indeed, having heard, we end up doing, and in doing what you have said, see blossom out fruit that is a sweet, sweet fragrance in your nostrils. Just what a sweet, precious is it to you, O God, to see the atonement of your Son, dear Father, fulfill the purpose of a people who love you and follow after you. And we want to be in that company. Move us. We plead in your name. Amen.